Berger clenched her teeth and put down the article about the forthcoming Salander trial. It was short, 2 columns, intended for page 5, under national news. She looked at the text for a minute and pursed her lips. It was 3:30 on Thursday. She had been working at SMP for exactly 12 days. She picked up the phone and called Holm, the news editor. "Hello, it's Berger. Could you find Johannes Frisk and bring him to my office ASAP? She waited patiently until Holm sauntered into the glass cage with a reporter Frisk in tow. Berger looked at her watch. 22, she said.
22 what?
Said Holm. 22 minutes. That's how long it's taken you to get up from the editorial desk, walk the 50 feet to Frisk's desk, and drag yourself over here with him.
You said there was no rush. I was pretty busy.
I did not say there was no rush. I asked you to get Frisk and come to my office. I said ASAP, and I meant ASAP. Not tonight or next week or whenever you feel like getting your butt out of your chair.
But I don't think—
Shut the door. She waited until Holm had closed the door behind him and studied him in silence. He was without doubt an extremely competent news editor. His role was to make sure that the pages of SMP were filled every day with the correct text, logically organized, and appearing in the order and position they had decided on in the morning meeting. This meant that Holm jangled a colossal number of tasks every day, and he did it without ever dropping a ball. The problem with him was that he consistently ignored the decisions Berger made. She had done her best to find a formula for working with him. She had tried friendly reasoning and direct orders. She had encouraged him to think for himself. And generally, she had done everything she could think of to make him understand how she wanted the newspaper to be shaped. Nothing made any difference. An article she had rejected in the afternoon would appear in the newspaper sometime after she had gone home.
We had a hole we needed to fill, so I had to put in something.
The headline that Berger had decided to use was suddenly replaced by something entirely different. It was not always a bad choice, but it would be done without her consultation, as an act of defiance. It was always a matter of details. An editorial meeting at 2 was suddenly moved to 1:30 without her being told, and most of the decisions were already made by the time she arrived.
I'm sorry. In the rush, I forgot to let you know.
For the life of her, Berger couldn't see why Holm had adopted this attitude towards her. But she knew that calm discussions and friendly reprimands didn't work. Until now, she hadn't confronted him in front of other colleagues in the newsroom. Now it was time to express herself more clearly, and this time in front of Frisk, which would ensure that the exchange became common knowledge. The first thing I did when I started here was to tell you that I had a special interest in everything to do with Lisbeth Salander. I explained that I wanted information in advance on all proposed articles, and that I wanted to look at and approve everything to be published. I reminded you about this at least 6 times, most recently at the editorial meeting on Friday. Which part of these instructions do you not understand?
All the articles that are planned or in production are on the Daily Memo on our intranet. They're sent to your computer. You're always kept informed, Holm said.
Bullshit, Berger said. When the City edition of the paper landed in my mailbox this morning, we had a 3-column story about Salander and the developments in the Stallerholmen incident in our best news spot.
That was Margareta Oring's article. She's a freelancer. She didn't turn it in until 7 last night.
Margareta called me with a proposal at 11 yesterday morning. You approved it and gave her the assignment at 11:30. You didn't say a word about it at the 2 o'clock meeting.
It's in the Daily Memo.
Oh, right. Here's what it says in the Daily Memo. Quote, Margareta Oring, interview with prosecutor Martina Franzen, re narcotics bust in Suratalia. Unquote.
The basic story was an interview with Martina Franzen about the confiscation of anabolic steroids. A would-be Swavosha biker was busted for that, Holm said.
Exactly. And not a word in the Daily Memo about Swavosha MC, or that the interview would be focused on Maga Lundin and Stallerholmen, and therefore the investigation of Salander.
I assume it came up during the interview.
Anders, I don't know why, but you're standing here lying to my face. I spoke to Margareta, and she said that she clearly explained to you what her interview was going to focus on.
I must not have realised that it would centre on Salander. Then I got an article late in the evening. What was I supposed to do? Kill the whole story? Oring turned in a good piece.
There I agree with you. It's an excellent story, but that's now your 3rd lie in about the same number of minutes. Oring turned it in at 3:20 in the afternoon, long before I went home at 6.
Berger. I don't like your tone of voice.
Great. Then I can tell you that I like neither your tone, nor your evasions, nor your lies.
It sounds as if you think I'm organising some sort of conspiracy against you.
You still haven't answered the question. And item two, today this piece by Johannes shows up on my desk. I can't recall having any discussion about it at the 2 o'clock meeting. Why has one of our reporters spent the day working on Salander without anybody telling me? Frisk squirmed. He was bright enough to keep his mouth shut.
Holmes said, We're putting out a newspaper, and there must be hundreds of articles you don't know about. We have routines here at SMP, and we all have to adapt to them. I don't have time to give special treatment to specific articles.
I didn't ask you to give special treatment to specific articles. I asked you for two things. First, that I be informed of everything that has a bearing on the Salander case. Second, I want to approve everything we publish on that topic. So, one more time. What part of my instructions did you not understand?
Holmes sighed and adopted an exasperated expression.
Okay, Berger said. I'll make myself crystal clear. I am not going to argue with you about this. Let's see if you understand this message. If it happens again, I'm going to relieve you of your job as news editor. You'll hear bang, boom, and then you'll find yourself editing the family page or the comics, or something like that. I cannot have a news editor whom I can't trust or work with, and who devotes his precious time to undermining my decisions. Understood?
Holmes threw up his hands in a gesture that indicated he considered Berger's accusations to be absurd.
Do you understand me? Yes or no?
I heard what you said.
I asked if you understood. Yes or no?
Do you really think you can get away with this? This paper comes out because I and the other cogs in the machinery work our butts off.
The board is going to do as I say. I'm here to revamp this paper. I have a carefully worded agreement that gives me the right to make far-reaching editorial changes at section editor's level. I can get rid of the dead meat and recruit new blood from outside if I choose. And Holm, you're starting to look like dead meat to me.